The Constitution Party's core values align largely with the state Republican Party's platform. The socially conservative third party is against abortion, same-sex marriage, gun control laws, and restrictions on religious liberty. But for Bridgeton resident Dennis Haggett, there's a distinction between the two parties. Haggett says he joined the Constitution Party because he feels Republicans have strayed from conservative values.
We're going to stick to our core values. The Republican Party's not doing that. There's case after case where we have candidates that are voted in by Republicans that don't support the actual core values of the Republican Party.
More than 12,000 residents across the state signed petitions to grant the Constitution Party ballot access. At least 1,500 petitions came from eastern North Carolina. Haggett says he helped collect those signatures.
At that time, Kevin Hayes, who was the vice chair, asked me to help with a ballot access petition. So we started going to gun shows in Jacksonville, New Bern, Greenville, Kinston, and a couple other places across the state. And at the gun shows, we were collecting petitions.
State lawmakers loosened ballot access rules last year. Before the changes, third parties seeking official recognition had to submit about 90,000 signatures, or 2% of the gubernatorial vote. Now, third parties need roughly 12,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Richard Winger is an expert on ballot access laws and editor of Ballot Access News.
What they did was return the law to the way it was before 1983. Before 1983, it was 10,000 signatures to get a new party in the ballot, and then briefly, 5,000. But then they wildly increased the number so that until this bill passed, North Carolina was the hardest state in the country for a person running for president outside the major parties to get on the ballot. And so now that's not true anymore, and it's helped free up the system for the whole country.
Winger says one benefit of adding third parties to the ballot is that it increases voters' freedom to choose who represents them.
Traditionally, we have oodles and oodles of state legislative races with only one candidate in the ballot. And that's almost an insult to the voters to ask people to turn out and find all these important offices in their ballot with only one person running. So it's always good to have, I would say, four is a good number of candidates in a typical legislative seat that elects one person. I think that gives voters a lot more freedom to express themselves.
Constitution Party volunteer Dennis Haggett says the party expects to nominate at least 12 candidates at its June 16th convention in Charlotte. One of those potential nominees is Greg Holt, who's planning to run again for Craven County's District 1 commissioner seat in November. Holt lost the Republican primary race for that seat in May. Like Haggett, Holt says he joined the Constitution Party because he feels its members are more loyal than Republicans are to party values.
With the Republicans, which I used to be really devoted to, they really kind of stick together in their little cliquey groups instead of doing what's right or, you know, in my opinion. So I just want somebody that kind of sticks to their values, and I think that's kind of what the Constitution Party does.
The State Board of Elections granted the Constitution Party ballot access a couple months after the Green Party was added under a different provision in the new state rules. The Green Party gained access because its 2016 presidential candidate, Jill Stein, was on the ballot in at least 35 states. There are now five parties on the state ballot ahead of the general elections. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.